That was Father John Misty with Pure Comedy from his album of the same name. We heard M. Ross Perkins back there doing Humble County Green from his self-titled album. We had Connor Oberst, Amy Mann, and R-Ring back there as well. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And as promised, we have some live music for you this evening. We are doing a little preview of a really cool event that's coming up later this month. It's called the Bootleggers Reunion, and it's happening July 28th and 29th in Franklin, Ohio. It's going to feature a variety of awesome local, regional acts, some really cool folks from in our general neck of the woods, but going a little further than just the city limits proper of Dayton, Ohio. We're going to tell you all about the full lineup and some more details about the festival here in a little while. But first, I think we ought to get to some music. I want to welcome three awesome guys, one returning guest, two new to the show guests into the performance studio. We have Randy Lawson and Nick Lawson, who will be performing as the Jailbirds. And we've got Scott Lee. We're going to get to know all of these guys here in just a moment. But Scott, as the I'm going to call you the elder statesman, since you've been here before, would you do us the honor of starting us off with one?
Sure. I'm going to do one called Top Shelf Whiskey. This is a little tune I wrote. Hey, Mr. Bartender, won't you pour me a drink? My head's spinning round, and I can't blame. There's people around the corner trying to bend me to their will, trying to entice me with a dollar bill. They got soapbox suits and monocles for eyes. They won't be happy till the whole world cries. In smoke-top factories filled with half-dead souls, the chain rattle sounds like a funeral toll. And mounds of money flow through the hands of the few. They won't let you breathe until you've paid your dues. I keep trying to find what's false and what's true. Mr. Bartender, tell you what you can do. Pour me a shot of top shelf whiskey. Things are getting a little risky. I was gonna drink to forget, but now that my whiskey's wet, I'm headed where the action's at. Delilah told Samson, you're my one true love. And she batted her eyes just like the wings of a dove. But the Philistine silver was lying in her purse, the only thing that could quench her thirst. She said, my true love, what's the secret of your strength? Samson said, bartender, won't you pour me a drink? Yeah, pour me a shot of top shelf whiskey. Things are getting a little risky. I was gonna drink to forget, but now that my whistle's wet, I'm headed to where the action's at. Staggerly killed a man for taking his hat. He didn't think twice, he just grabbed his gat. Well, you took my Stetson, now you're bound to die. Oh, you should have heard that poor boy cry. Well, Billy DeLine is dead on the barroom floor. Mr. Bartender, pour me one more. Here, pour me a shot of top shelf whiskey. Things are getting a little risky. I was gonna drink, forget, but now that my whiskey's wet, I'm headed where the action's at. Well, the devil is hiding the soul of man, and he's plain to see now that the shit's hit the fan. There's bombs in the sky, a wrinkling in every brow. We all gotta leave this world anyhow. Well, when every heart is broken and all love is lost, and we're sitting around knowing we paid the cost, is what I'll say right here. Yeah, pour me a shot of top shelf whiskey. Things are getting a little risky. I was gonna drink to forget, but now that my whistle's wet, I'm headed to where the action's at.
Scott Lee, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to catch up with him here in just a moment, but want to hear some more music from our new friends this evening, some new gentlemen to the show. We have Nick Lawson and Randy Lawson. Would you fellas do us the honor?
Down beside way down on the banks of the Ohio, way down beside where the waters flow, way down on the banks of the Ohio.
Nick Lawson and Randy Lawson live on Kaleidoscope on YSO. Never get tired of hearing that one, especially live here in the studio. That feels like it's a bit of a YSO tradition, that song right there.
I love it.
So welcome all of you guys. So thank happy you. To have Howdy. You all here. Yeah, my pleasure to have you here. So, Nick and Randy, I want to start with you guys. This is your first time here on the show. And for those who maybe have not gleaned by that beautiful simpatico in your music, you guys are related.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be my dad.
So let me guess. Did you come up in a house of music? Yep.
Started real young. I started playing when I was 7 years old, and 35 now. So however many years that is, but it's been a while. Yeah, he bought us instruments and taught us real young. So I'm glad he got us into it. I really love it.
And you guys have a family band, right?
Yeah. Actually, my mom plays the bass, and my brother plays rhythm guitar, and we got a whole gospel band we play into.
Oh, that's
just a family band, yeah.
That's fantastic. So I'm always curious with a family band. Is it true what they say that musically there's just something there in your blood where you fit together musically really well, or do you have that adjustment period just like any other band where you got to kind of get used to playing with each other as new folks are picking up their instruments?
I believe there's a closeness in the harmonies and just like you, it's like automatic. You're probably knowing what the next one's about to do because you've done it and you practiced it, but. Yeah, and then there's a learning process also, but I think it's more natural to have the family union structure.
Yeah, you know them better that way. You don't have to, like, playing with musicians you just started playing with, you got to learn their style, and, you know, you can really get in the groove when you learn their style, but when you grow up with them, you already know it, you know what I mean? So it makes it easier to play that way, and it seems like easier to blend together, yeah.
It's certainly got to make it easier, too. In addition, when you're starting a band, to getting used to how people play, you got to get used to all those personalities involved.
And
with a family, you know what you're getting into there.
Yeah, between that and getting everybody together through the week to practice, good
luck.
Yeah.
A little easier rounding up your crew there.
Right, exactly. Well, we're going to talk more about this here in just a second, but I want to get Mr. Scott Lee into the conversation. It's been a little while since you've been here. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to musically in the last little while.
Well, still alive and kicking. I just recorded a live album with Brad Denson, and that should be out later this summer.
Wonderful.
And just playing shows and festivals and doing my thing.
I love it. Tell me a little more about this album. So did you record it like in a venue or just a kind of live to tape situation?
Yeah, it was a venue. It was kind of like a private event though. Like I had all my close friends and family, and there's about 3 hours of music. I'm sorting through, seeing which songs should stay in, and yeah, I'm pretty excited about it coming out.
That's gotta be such a cool recording experience to be able to have that audience there and feed off of that energy that sometimes it's hard to summon that in a studio setting.
Yeah, it was just me and my guitar and a bottle of whiskey. It was called the Whiskey Sessions.
Oh, it's perfect.
So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Awesome. Is that hard kind of trying to cull through all the songs and pick out what's going to make the cut?
I never make a set list. I kind of just do it on the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just got just drank whiskey and did my thing.
Just let the music flow.
Yeah, just like the whiskey.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. Well, speaking of letting the music flow, I want to keep talking to you guys, but I think I want to hear some more music. And I think I'm going to have Nick and Randy start us off on this round, and we'll loop back the opposite way. I got a little circle going here.
All right, this is a spiritual song I want to do for y'all. Of course, it'll be a cover song. The credit would go to Brother Edgar Foles out of Kentucky, of course. And I want to do this. I hope it's entitled Mother's Old Washboard. Place where I used to play. When my mind goes back, I can hear my mother pray. She would kneel down by that big rock where she used to wash our clothes. Then you could hear my mother start pouring out her soul. Thank you, God, for my children. Thank you, God, for their dad. I thank you, God, for this old washboard. It helps me earn the money to buy my children bread. Remember this one time I was playing in the street. I just caught a big water dog, y'all heard my mother scream. And I ran as fast as I could, and I grabbed her by the arm. She didn't even know that I was there, I was busy praising God. Thank you, God, for my children. Thank you, God, for their dad. Oh, I thank you, God, for that old washboard. It helps me earn the money to buy my children bread. And it helps me earn the money to buy my children bread.
Randy Lawson singing the lead on that one, with Nick Lawson on guitar as well. Want to talk about that one here in a moment, but first I want to hear another one from Scott Lee.
I'm going to do a blues song. This is one I wrote. It's called the How Low Blues. How low can one man feel? I feel so doggone lonesome. Gonna let the blue take the driving wheel. Blues. low, how low. Lord, how low have I gone this time? How low have I gone this time? I got the gal that I've been loving. Chased away with this wooden mind. And I cried.
Scott Lee, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So this was the perfect pairing of songs, because I wanted to ask all of you guys, when you're working in genres that are steeped in tradition, traditional American music, how do you both honor the tradition and this rich history of music, but also take it and kind of make it your own? So, Scott, let me start with you on that one.
That's a hard question. I don't know. I've been playing since I was 14, so I've been playing half my life. And I started out listening to Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie and Jimmy Rogers. And over time, I guess I just adapted my own style of writing songs. And, you know, I don't know. It's just a work in progress.
And Nick, Randy, what about for you guys?
I think my personal belief and all, I think it's just whatever sparks your soul, whatever you feel inside your inner being, so to speak, and it's your influences, like the ones that's maybe played and you or sang and you just really soaked that in and you enjoyed that and you said, man, I would just love to do that. And it's just whatever you're eagerly wanting to do, I think, and it's just what you feel.
Yeah, I've been told a lot of times that I sound like jazz, bluegrass, country with a little blues in there, and you know, with a little folk on top of that. I get it all, but I love all music, so I've listened to about all of it, and still do. But yeah, it's just a big hodgepodge of music, pretty much is what it is.
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
And did you want to weigh in any further, Scott?
Yeah, I love lyrics to songs, and like I read a lot and read a lot of poetry as well. And like, especially with listening to a lot of old folk songs, you kind of learn the lingo, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it kind of helps you write songs to know the lingo of how, you know, to write it.
Know how to kind of jump into that world a little
bit.
Yeah,
to tell a story.
And really, that is something that, you know, in the songs that you guys have been playing tonight, that I would say both span and interweave different genres of music. That is kind of what is at the core of I would argue American music, because I think you can take jazz in this too in an instrumental sense, but it's music that tells a story.
That's it.
What has been, you know, sort of your experience as being, you know, storytellers within your music for any of you guys?
Yeah, I think it's all about expression. You know what I mean? That's putting feeling behind it more than anything else, more than speed or how fast you can play or anything like that. The feeling's what really matters. You know what I mean? When you're letting your soul out, that's what. When I don't play for a while, I don't feel right. And I do, and it's like I've just, you know, let it all out, and that's how I do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think Woody Guthrie once said, all you can write is what you see. So, and that's very true.
That's it.
It's the things you experience, and, you know, sometimes you get inspiration, you just got to let it out.
You can hear a certain, you said genre, but all the songs, and you get an influence. There's a lot of influences, and it's not that you would want to copy or imitate, but it influences you, mm-hmm, to want to strive to maybe do that or be there. And it's whatever influences you, I think.
I always think it's most interesting to hear sort of what music inspires songwriters,
right,
that sounds nothing like what they're playing, you
yeah.
know, that they can glean just something, whether it's a feeling or the way it makes them feel. And that's, you know, what they want to imitate, not necessarily the sound, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, speaking of sounds, I feel like we need a little more live music. Scott, would you do us another one?
Yeah. Since we're talking about influences, let me do one of my influences. Mr. Jimmy Rogers, this is one of his songs called Any Old Time. And I believe he recorded this in 1927 or 28.
I just received your letter. You're down and out, you say. At first I thought I would tell you to travel on the other way. But in my memory lingers all you once were to me. So I'm gonna give you another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you wanna come back home, write me a line, say no more, you're wrong. You had your chance to play the game fair, but when you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of tears. So now that you're down, I'm gonna stick by you. If you will only say that your Roman days are through, well, you'll find me here like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home. Any old time you wanna come back home, write me a line, say no more, you're wrong. You had your chance to play the game fair, but when you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of tears. So now that you're down, I'm gonna stick by you. If you will only say that your Roman days are through, well, you'll find me here just like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home, home, home.
Scott Lee, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Nick, Randy, would you guys do another one for us?
Sure. This one's called Watertown.
Living would be easy without all this conversation. Everybody always wondering what it's all about. How much did you get paid? How much did you get laid? Tell me, what's the cost of living anymore? 'Cause I remember when the summer heat would melt the pavement, sitting on the corner of the porch watching cars go by, well before the bitter days of my beer drinking days. They came way too soon, haven't left. Looking down that old road, I know not what I see. The bridge is high, the water is low, just like you and me. And there's a song that I heard on the radio today that took me back to the water town. Dad was in the army when we moved to the water town. And he said we'd get to Texas when he figured out
'cause there's angels down there and people who care. And see gone in humid air, looking down that old road. I know not what I see. The bridge is high, the water is low. Just like you and me, and there's a song that I heard on the radio today. It took me back. It took me back to the water town. I remember the day my mama cried when she heard Elvis had died, and her tears fell to the shaggy carpet of her room. Looking down that old road, I know not what I see. The bridge is high, the water is low. Just like you and me, there's a song that I heard on the radio today. It took me back, took me back to the water. Well, it took me back, took me back to the water town.
That was Nick Lawson's solo on that one. Put a little Randy in there at the end. So we are previewing the Bootleggers Reunion, which is presented by Shiner Productions. That's July 28th and 29th in Franklin, Ohio. And so, Nick and Randy, you guys are going to be playing under the name Jailbirds?
Yeah, yeah. I got a good buddy of mine, Robbie Spar. He's going to be playing the bass for us. And Ben Clonch is going to be playing rhythm for us. And Max Nunnery, which plays in Repeating Arms, he's going to be playing banjo for us. So I'll be switching back and forth from the guitar and mandolin. We should have a pretty good time. We all play together a lot anyway, so go back quite a few years.
So you're going to have just a whole crew of people up there.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah. And what is the name of your gospel band as well?
The Keys of Life. Randy Lawson and the Keys of Life.
Awesome. Well, we will look for you guys as well. And Scott, are you going to be flying solo at the
yes,
as usual? Doing your thing?
Yeah, I have a band in the works. I have some fellas out of Columbus, but it's a work in progress right now. But that'll be coming around soon.
Oh, that's exciting.
It'll be a traditional country band doing some Hank Sr. and Ernest Tubb.
Oh, that'll be cool. Well, I was going to ask you, so what's it been like working with a band? Because I've known you as a solo guy for so long. Has that been kind of a mind shift for you?
I've worked with bands before, but I'm most comfortable just doing a solo. I mean, as folk singers are.
Understandable.
I mean, I know, you know, 300-400 songs, and I could just rattle them off on my guitar, and, you know, it's a different beast when you get with a band and you have to teach them all the songs or learn songs together and stuff.
Do that whole pesky thing of like set lists. And Well, for all of you guys, you know, this is going to be a weekend of amazing Americana music, bluegrass, newgrass, and kind of everything that falls in between. What is it like to be a part of a gathering like this to sort of come together as some of our local representatives for this larger musical community that's going to be a part of this festival?
I love it. I am a
it's
music,
great.
I'm a music junkie, and like I can't get enough of just being around people playing music and jamming.
Yep. Yeah, me and my friend Max Nunnery, that was going to play the banjo for us, he puts the bluegrass show on down there in Miamisburg on September 16th. And so, yeah, between all these shows we got going on and these guys pushing bluegrass out, you know, to the local scene, and couldn't be happier. I love it.
It's been a while since I played a bluegrass festival, and it's one of my favorite styles of music, so I can't wait.
It feels like, and I'd be curious to get your perspectives as musicians, it feels like, to me at least, there is a renewed energy surrounding bluegrass and Americana as of late. Like, audiences, young and old, seem to be really flocking to this art form in a way we haven't seen in a while.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's because it's music that speaks the truth. It's just about everyday things you feel, and, you know, you can write a song about going to work, and, like, everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
For sure.
You don't hear that in pop songs.
You're absolutely right there. Yeah.
I don't get made fun of anymore. I did when I was younger. You play bluegrass?
Oh, going to high school playing Woody Guthrie, I mean, everybody thought I was crazy.
And now you are on, like, the cutting edge. It is super hip again.
Well, I might have to start doing something else then.
Well, I wanna get a chance to talk about the full festival lineup. We've got John sitting standing by, waiting to tell us about all that stuff. But I can't let you go without one more song from each of us. Let's see. So we ended on y'all. So why don't Nick and Randy, could you do us one more, and then we'll end up with Scott?
All right, sure.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
I'm going to do a little instrumental tune for you.
Nick Lawson and Randy Lawson live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They'll be performing as the Jailbirds as part of the Bootleggers Reunion. That is being presented by Shiner Productions, and it's July 28th and 29th in Franklin. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But first, Scott Lee, you got one more for us?
I'm going to do this song. It's called "That Woman Named Mary." She goes and stays out all night long. That woman named Mary, she goes and stays out all night long. That woman named Mary, she goes and stays out all night long. And she won't come back to the house, Lord, Lord, till Scotty's blues is all done gone. I know you got another man, Mary. That's why you treat me so unkind.
I know you got another man, Mary. That's why you treat me so unkind. I'm sitting here strumming his old guitar. I can't get these blues off of my mind. Funny feeling, some folks call them a mighty bad disease.
Yeah. Sky Lee live on Kaleidoscope on WISO. You got to tell me when that album's coming, okay?
I will do.
All right. We're going to look forward to that. And in the nearer future, you can see Scott at the Bootleggers Reunion. That is July 28th and 29th in Franklin. Gentlemen, thank you all so much for coming on and giving us a little taste of what's to come at this great festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to shift our perspective into... this studio, and talk a little bit more about all of the great things that'll be available to partake of, to listen to enjoy at the Bootleggers Reunion. I want to welcome the man behind the scenes who's making this all happen, John Snyder. Welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, tell me a little bit. Let's go back a little bit. Tell me a little bit about sort of the genesis of this event. It's a beautiful celebration of bluegrass, Americana, newgrass. How did this kind of all come about?
Well, it started. The idea originally came to me about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when we lost one of my favorite bluegrass festivals here in Ohio. It was called Appalachian Uprising. And it was my vacation every year. It was my chance to cut loose. And music has always been a part of my life in one way, shape, or form or another. And it seemed like that was the last little bit of it I had left. And when we lost it, we had a very large group of people that would meet from seven different states. And it was a big deal to all of us. So we tried to do a couple small things. And over the time, my daughter's birthday party became bigger and bigger and bigger. and that is the fruition you see today. So it's been a lot of work to get it to where it is. And I definitely didn't do it alone, that's for sure. So
it's funny. I find that so many of the sort of, I'm going to call them, the next generation of really great music festivals in our area started sort of out of that same thing of, festival goers wanting to, replace an experience that had been lost, and sort of starting it out like super family close kind of a thing. And it just gets a little bigger and a little bigger until it's like a whole weekend,
big time
event. So you mentioned that, you had this kind of family of people that had been going to Appalachian Uprising from seven different states. And we're definitely seeing a lot of different places represented in your lineup. Tell me a little bit about who is coming here to perform for us.
Right. So the festival opens up with some very close friends of mine out of Lamare, and I hope I'm saying that right, Lamare, Wisconsin. And there are a couple of pickers that I met while I was out on tour with the infamous String Dusters. They're big String Dusters fans. And They ended up being the one in the hotel rooms picking till 4 a.m. and things like that. And so when I asked them to kind of be the inaugural host of this event, they just absolutely jumped on the fact to come. Their name is Crow Spoon Creek, and they do a lot of traditional bluegrass with some progressive bluegrass, and then they do some novelty grass as well, where they rewrite a couple of little songs, and you know, they have one picked out for me this year. I can only imagine what it is.
Something to look forward to,
right,
there.
Right. So then one we have coming, a gentleman we have coming, his name's Chris Coel. He goes by Mudbone. He was born and raised in Arkansas, and he has a two-part album coming out. The two-part album is called Rivers and Roads, and the first one is called Rivers, and it really is like an Arkansas Black River, muddy, bluegrassy, blues, roots. I mean, he can do it all. And really the whole reason I wanted him originally is because he's a music historian. So on Saturday morning, when we kick the festival off at about 10:15, 10:30, you know, after we do our opening announcements, he's gonna play some songs, but he's gonna talk about the roots and the history of Americana music and where it meets. And you know, that's kind of part of our mission statement. You know, the crossroads of Americana music. You know, the blend of newgrass, country roots, Americana, where it all comes together. You know what I mean? And he's now out of Nashville, Tennessee, and he's on a nationwide tour. And I really, really wanted to see him here, and it took a lot of work to get him here, and I'm really excited about that. Another group that we have coming that is an up-and-coming from out of the area was going to be Jason and Nikki Talley. And unfortunately, I'm here to announce to most people that they will not be coming to the festival. Unfortunately, that is going to be due to doctor's restrictions on Nikki being pregnant at this time. So that is why we had the Jailbirds have stepped up to fill that slot, which thank you very much, Nick. Thank you very much for doing that. Some of the outside groups. We have Wyatt McCubbin, who is a huge local around here, but he is huge in Nashville. I mean, at 15 years old, he recorded his first album in the RCA recording studio in Nashville. He's 22 years old right now. He lives in South Charleston. He has a radio show here locally in Xenia on WBZI with Chubby Howard. He plays all over the place. And my brother-in-law and him are real close friends, and they play together just at home and things like that. And when we started doing this, I knew I needed a country artist. I knew I needed a straight-up traditional country artist that had that southern twang, you know. And when I started looking into it, guess what? This 22-year-old kid has opened for Merle Haggard, George Jones, David Allen Coe. The list goes on and on. And when he agreed to be a part of my festival, I was just head over heels. I really was. And, of course, you know, I could not leave out the big locals, the repeating arms, first and foremost.
Love,
you know,
those guys.
I mean,
good friends of the show.
Right, of course. And then when I started looking at what does the late-night crowd want, you know what I mean? Because we've gone everything from the roots traditional through the daily traditional and into the progressive bluegrass. So I started looking at the progressive bluegrass bands in the area. And one that I found out of Columbus, Ohio, is an up-and-coming group called Strung Up Bluegrass Band. And that's Marty Leedy and some guys that he's put together out of Columbus. And they just have that hard driving bluegrass sound, you know. And one day we hope to have the infamous String Dusters at our festival. That's the ultimate goal. But, you know, until then, you know, I'm finding these local up-and-coming groups from their regional area and trying to bring them to an area of Ohio that is steeped in bluegrass. I mean, Paul Moon Mullins is from this area, for crying out loud. Red Allen wrote over 1,000 songs out in Caesars Creek, you know what I mean? And I really just wanted to make sure that we got those people. So when I started looking at who's the up-and-coming, you know, newgrass band, well, you know, a lot of people would say that's Rumpke Mountain Boys, and it is. They are a huge, huge act. And I said, well, look, they've got this band, Restless Legs String Band, with them all the time. And the more I started looking at their music, the more I was like, yeah, Yeah.
Those are the guys.
That's it. You know, and we reached out to them about doing something a little bit bigger than what they're used to doing. And when they agreed to do it, I was just head over heel. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, let's get this done. So it took a lot to get that done, but we got it done, you know. And then we have a lot of locals from the area as well. We got Chris B's Midnight Railroad from Columbus is coming as well. They're another big name out of Columbus, although they're not real well known in the Dayton area. They're becoming more known. 710 Ashbury is a dead grass cover band. They're going to be doing the Friday night stuff, you know what I mean? Now, my Friday night headliner, we are keeping a secret. We're not letting anybody know that.
Okay.
That has been a hard secret to keep, let me tell you right now. It has been a hard secret to keep, but if you want it, know who it is, you're just going to have to come to the early bird. So obviously we got Scott Lee. We have another local guy named Donnie Ray Rose who traditionally does like rock music, singer-songwriter rock
style.
That's
how I know his name is through the rock scene.
Right. So when he was a teenager and in his 20s, he wrote a ton of country songs, which he will be showcasing at the showcase stage. So we have two stages, you know, and two full lineups of music. There's a ragtag to some other locals. And then we have a gentleman that is probably not going to be considered the type of music that this festival has, but he's a very close friend of mine. His name's Smilin' Joe, and I would not have a festival without having Smilin' Joe come to be a part of the Bonfire Sessions. You know what I mean? So, you know, we do. We have just about every up-and-coming artist from every major city in the surrounding area outside of the Cleveland and Toledo area.
When you're putting together a festival like this, as you're mentioning these bands, you know, we're seeing everything ranging from country to more traditional bluegrass to newgrass to deadgrass even. Are you when you're kind of coming up with your dream lineup and starting to make those asks, are you thinking about kind of that arc of representation of having, you know, everything from your more traditional to your newer and giving folks that experience of just how wide this sort of genre or classification of American music truly is?
Yes, absolutely. And I would love to take credit for that idea. I really would. But ultimately, like I said, I took a page from the playbook of Steve and Mac and the guys from Appalachian Uprising. This is what they tried to do for me as a fan. And as a bluegrass fan, I saw the missing niche in the market for what needed to be done. And I'm like, we can do this. And I teamed up with a group of people out of the Yellow Springs, Columbus, Dayton, Cincinnati area to make this happen. You know, this has been a very large team effort. It really has.
Definitely takes a group of dedicated people to come together and create this experience for your audience. But as a music fan yourself too, it's got to be such a cool payoff at the end of the day, not only to have made this happening for everyone, but for yourself too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This has been a dream of mine for years that I didn't realize was one of my passions in life. I knew that music was always a part of my soul, and I've been a sound engineer. I've been in bands. I've been a manager. I've started booking. You know what I mean? I own a sound system now, and it's like, you know, the more that I get into this, I realize that not only is this what I meant to do with my life, but it is one thing that at the end of the day, not only do I feel completed, accomplished, but I'm actually happy. I have a smile on my face at the end of the day. It's
that's
nice.
What's important right? After all that hard work, you know? Yeah, you better be smiling by the end of it, or you got to really say, why am I?
Oh, yeah. When that phone rings at 11:30 to talk about the vendor size space, mm-hmm. You know, you answer the phone with a smile on your face and, you know, do what you got to do.
We are talking about the Bootleggers Reunion. It's being presented by Shiner Productions. It's July 28th and 29th in Franklin, Ohio. And folks can camp. They can do the full kind of festival experience as we are often accustomed to of the come camp, do the whole kind of weekend experience.
That's right. That's right. And not only that, we have a couple of friends of mine out of Dayton, Ohio. They put on a small thing that they call Kids Lot. And it is a child's activity center area that's free. You just, you know, bring your kid. They do face painting. They do, you know, they make little fans for the girls. They make paper airplanes. They, you know, it's just like a small center activity area for them. You know, we're going to have quite a few different vendors there. We're going to have Wiki Dyes out of Columbus, Jules Jules out of Kentucky, Dylan's Crafts. He does a lot of really neat, like, pottery stuff, which is really cool. I actually like his stuff. And then Zinger's Crafts is going to be down there. Rusty Clementine, you know, some real close friends of mine that wanted to do some, like, the arts and crafts jewelry type vending stuff. You know, we're going to have barbecue. Oh, goodness, let me not forget this. We have a huge raffle. We have a huge raffle with signed merchandise from the bands and posters. We have a swag pack from the clothing company Be Hippie out of Colorado, which is like this summer's hottest stuff. If you've seen it anywhere on the internet, it's like the Be Hippie stuff is everywhere. We have some donations from Wiki Dyes. Some Infamous String Dusters fans got together and put together a swag pack of a signed CD, a hat, and a hat pin. We have rare gems and minerals from Rusty Clementine, as well as jewelry. We have a full VIP experience to the 2018 reunion. We call it the Skidmore experience. It was donated by Vance Skidmore, who is the one of the insider guys from Yonder Mountain String Band. He's a good friend of mine. Thank you very much, by the way, Vance. And then we have our grand prize is from Trinity River Instruments. It is a Professionals PB300 Signature Series Nickel Creek Banjo from Trinity River,
whoa,
which is gorgeous. It's valued at over $500. The case on that thing is nicer than the case on my banjo, for crying out loud. You know what I mean? So, you know, raffle tickets are only $5. You can get 5 for $20. Those will be available. Unfortunately, we are out of pre-sales at this time. I do have some paper copies left, so if you see me anywhere, you grab me. I probably have two or three of them in my pocket. But day of show tickets are going to be $35. We do have RV hookup for 40 non-electric, 65 for electric. And then the early bird is $10. But you can do primitive camping for free if you like.
And we've got links up to check out all the details in full at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Full lineup there, as well as all the details you need to enjoy this show. But hey, if you're interested in coming, you just might be our lucky winner this evening, because John has generously brought along two tickets as well as a raffle ticket to get in on some of these goodies for a lucky Kaleidoscope listener. So if you are caller 3 at 937-769-1998, you are going to the show on us. That's 937-769-1998. Third caller is going to win a pair of tickets to the Bootleggers Reunion that's presented by Shiner Productions. It's July 28th and 29th in Franklin, Ohio, and we have all the details you need to go at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. John, it has been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.